Since the earthquake in Haiti, the Haitian-born musician Wyclef Jean has been all over the place, performing at benefits and speaking up on behalf of his people.
Enough of the moping, man. Let's rebuild Haiti. Let's show them how we do it, where we come from.
But plenty of lesser-known Haitian artists are also doing what they can. Here in New York, which is home to the largest Haitian community outside Port-au-Prince, the band Ja Ra-Ra recently wrote a song trying to cope with their own losses. They play Ra-Ra, Haitian street music with exposed African roots. It's a joyful music that also makes room for grief. WNYC's Janaea Williams has the story.
There are about 15 members of Ja Ra-Ra, and every single person lost someone in the earthquake. Lex Barbeau has been managing the band for 3 years.
We're still in shock. That's plain and simple. We're still in shock. You know, every day we get news. You know, it's bad news. We get some good news, but we get a lot of bad news.
On this night, the members of the group are filtering into a rehearsal space in Crown Heights, a Brooklyn neighborhood with a large Caribbean population. When it's time to warm up, out come the traditional rah-rah instruments. A half dozen homemade metal horns of different sizes called kone, trumpets fashioned from hollowed out bamboo tubes with a mouthpiece at one end, cymbals, and of course, the drums. The band leader is called Maestro Juju. His son's mother was killed in the quake, and he composed a song about the catastrophe in just a few days. The Creole title translates as Mercy, Mercy for Haiti.
Pitié pour Haïti.
The song is about for the children that lost the family, the mom, the pops. Just tell them that, you know, courage. The whole song is about, like, you know, for most people that missing, that die. And in our country, like, you know, destroy, you know? It's destroy, you know?
Si Josiana pe soufri, sa fe nou malo. Si Josiana son ap koule.
Our people have been suffering for so long, the song says. We don't deserve it. Still today, our blood is shedding. We are standing strong. January 12th, 2010. We will never forget.
We can't get rid of it. When you're hungry, what do? You sing.
B. Max is one of the younger members of the group. In the earthquake coverage on television, he saw people singing Ra-Ra in the middle of the devastation there.
You see despair and so forth, but at the same time, you see them doing a form of Ra-Ra. When people, you see 100, 200 people in the street running down the street, singing, that's a form of ra-ra. There's no instruments, but that's what they're doing. Through music, it keeps them going. Or through singing, it keeps them going.
Yves Bien-Aimé has been with Ja Ra-Ra for more than 15 years. He says that ra-ra music is spiritual and elemental.
This is how music started. Before mankind created guitar, piano, and all, that's how music started. Natural instruments, drums, horns, bamboo, all natural, you know? So, to me, Ra is life.
Tonight, Maestro Juju is teaching his new song to the rest of the band. Tico Kojak plays the bamboo horn. He was born in Haiti and raised in New York, and he learned about Ra-Ra after studying with some of the older guys.
I fall in love with it instantly. It was like a joy for me, this type of music. It's like a part of me that was missing, and I found it. And ever since then, I've been playing this type of music.
Now his mission is to reach out to as many young Haitians and Haitian Americans as he can and teach them about Ra-Ra culture.
To help the young kids to keep this music alive, to teach them about the music, to keep this music going, even if we're not around. We want that culture to live even after we're gone, because that's the gift our ancestor left for us.
One thing the band is doing is reaching out to the town of Léogâne in Haiti, about 20 miles west of Port-au-Prince. It was known as the capital of ra-ra culture, and a lot of the best musicians and bands came from Léogâne. To get a sense of it, think about the importance of New Orleans to jazz music. After the earthquake, most of the city is now in ruins. Lex Barbeau says that the band will do all it can to help.
Looking into how we can donate whatever we can as far as instruments, whatever we can gather, you know, it's just a way to participate in keeping the culture alive.
Yves Bien-Aimé calls rah-rah music his therapy. He says that every Haitian is born with a little bit of the music inside of him.
Haiti will get better. We are searching for Haiti. For better Haiti. Like, you know, when Haitian would be proud again. But don't worry, Haiti will be Haiti again. Because, you know, Haitians, my people are very resilient. I know one day Haiti will be the Haiti you're supposed to be.
For Studio 360, I'm Janaea Williams.
And you can see a video about Ja Rah Rah's performance at last year's inauguration in Washington. That's at studio360.org.